You're at home or traveling on the weekend with Monitor 66, the best combination of news, sports, music, comedy, and information. All these in this half hour, including a visit in London with Barbara Streisand, who offers some frank comments about her fans, career, money, success, and expected child. Bob Wolf has the latest on sports, and he'll deliver it right after Bobby Darin delivers this latest number, Maimed.
You coax the blues right out of the horn. Maimed. You charm the husk right off of the corn. Maimed. You got those banjos strumming punk and out of tune to beat the band. The whole plantation is humming the Dixie. You brought Dixie back to Dixie.
One moment, Bob Wolf. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Plymouth Fury, Belvedere, Valiant, Barracuda, Plymouth 66.
Plymouth takes first, and first. That's right. Three great drivers, Richard Petty, Paul Goldsmith, and Jim Herdebees, have won three 500-mile NASCAR races in a row. Daytona, Rockingham, and Atlanta. All three drove Hemi-powered Plymouth Belvederes to those victories. These cars were specially modified just for stock car racing. You couldn't buy one even if you tried, but we'd like to remind you that the engineering know-how that makes our racing Hemis so great goes into every 66 Plymouth you can buy off your Plymouth dealer showroom floor. Since you don't need a machine like the racing Hemi, try the Belvedere with the 383 cubic inch V8 or the street Hemi, or test drive one of the other kinds of 66 Plymouths, Fury, Valiant, and Barracuda. With success like this, it's no wonder Plymouth sales have more than doubled in the last 3 years. See your Plymouth dealer and check out a winner. Plymouth, a great car by Chrysler Corporation.
At the Monitor Sports desk now, here is Bob Wolf.
Thanks, David. Horse racing first. Two big preps to the Kentucky Derby today. At Aqueduct, the $100,000 added Wood Memorial went to Amberoid with Advocator and Buffle trailing at the wire. The $100,000 added Governor's Gold Cup at Bowie was taken by Kawai King. Stupendous and Quinta with a place in show horses. Meanwhile, at Garden State, it was Point du Jour home first in the $25,000 added Valley Forge Handicap. Baseball results in the National League. Chicago Cubs 2, Los Angeles Dodgers nothing. Rookie Ferguson Jenkins, obtained from the Phillies earlier in the week, won it in relief. Helped his own cause by driving in the Cubs 2 runs with a homer and single. Atlanta 5, New York Mets 4. Joe Torre of the Braves and the Mets' Ed Cranepool. Each hit 2 homers. Houston 4, San Francisco nothing. In the first of a day-night doubleheader. Barry Latman the winner on a 4-hitter in his second National League start. Pittsburgh is at St. Louis tonight. Philadelphia at Cincinnati was postponed, rain. Incidentally, the Phils bought outfielder Harvey Keene from the Cubs today. No purchase price announced, but it looks like Leo DeRocha is cleaning house in Chicago. In the American League, Cleveland 5, Boston 4. The winning run scored in the ninth, after which the Red Sox pulled a triple play, first in the league this season. The Indians remain unbeaten. Baltimore 4, New York 3. The Orioles continuing to get hitting out of the Robinson boys. 4 today between them. The Birds are now 7-1, the Yanks 1-7. California 4, Minnesota 3. All of the Angels scoring on homers by Jim Fregosi, Bobby Knopp, and Jackie Warner. That's 5 straight losses for the Twins. Washington 5, Detroit 3. Chicago is at Kansas City tonight. In track and field, seasonal best by American miler Jim Ryan and Czech discus thrower Ludvík Daněk. Ryan, a freshman at Kansas, came within a half second of his U.S. record when he ran 3:55.8 to win the Glenn Cunningham Mile at the Kansas Relays. And Daněk, world record holder in the discus, flipped the plate 210 feet 9 inches. Tragedy today during a soccer match in Glasgow, the finals of the Scottish Cup. Two traditional and bitter rivals, the Rangers and Celtics, played a scoreless tie, a game so exciting that 3 spectators died of heart attacks. After the game, 40 persons were injured in a riot. Tennis. Los Angeles has been named as the host city for the Davis Cup Interzone Finals, provided, of course, that the United States wins the American Zone playoffs in Cleveland in August. Other sport names in the news. Center Gene Ritel of the New York Rangers undergoes spinal fusion surgery on Tuesday. Paul Haber of San Jose won the U.S. National Handball Singles Championship, turned back Bill Yambrick of St. Paul. Australia's Tony Roach moved into the finals of the Naples, Italy tennis tournament with a 6-love, 7-9, 11-9, 6-1 victory over America's Marty Rison. Fullback Mike Curtis and tackle Glenn Bessler signed by the Baltimore Colts for 1966. And that's the late sports news, David. Bob Wolf here. And now this word about Newsweek magazine.
You don't have to be a member of the so-called jet set to be a part of the jet age. But being aware of what's going on these days isn't enough. And understanding what's going on gets harder all the time. That's where Newsweek magazine can do you a big favor. Newsweek offers the one sure way of keeping up with everything that goes on in the world. Newsweek is the modern Newsweekly, alert, lively, aware, and constantly changing to help you keep up with the changing times. From now on, read Newsweek, the world's most quoted Newsweekly. The latest developments, scores, and stories from the world of sports throughout each weekend on Monitor. Comedy by Myron Cohen, a master storyteller, next, right here on the Monitor Beacon. Monitor back with you, and this is David Wayne. Next, Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. Our star right now, Myron Cohen. The spot, the Royal Box at New York's Hotel Americana. The subject, espionage.
I want you to imagine the office of the top man in one of our undercover agencies, talking to one of our undercover agents. This is a soundproof room. Not a word may be heard outside that room. And the top man says to the agent, this is life or death, top secret, highly classified. Only you and I in the world know of this mission. Before I tell you another thing, you must take this poison pellet, because you dare not be taken alive. One wrong move, and you must take the poison pellet. You dare not be taken alive. You're to go to Yugoslavia. Search out our spy, Goldberg. When you find him, the code message is the sun is shining. He will then give you further instructions, but remember, one false move, you're a dead man. Top secret, highly classified. So he goes all the way to Yugoslavia, searches out the address, 5315 Flickerflaggerstrasse. Was a walk-up. Little bit of a hallway, a bunch of bells and a bunch of names, and lo and behold, there are two Goldbergs. Begins fiddling with the poison pellet. That's as good be to move. So he does as you and I might have done, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and he pushes the top Goldberg button. The door clicks, he walks to the top, there's a door ajar, and a man standing in the doorway. He says, Goldberg? He says, yes. He says, the sun is shining. He says, oh, you want Goldberg the spies on the second floor.
Monitor on stage, and that was Myron Cohen. About 3 minutes from now, a chat in London with Barbara Streisand. First, a song from Barbara. This one from her latest album is called Starting Here, Starting Now. Special London interview with Barbara coming up in 1 minute. By the way, as of 2 a.m. Sunday morning, we'll have something that we don't have right now, daylight saving time. So remember to set your clocks ahead 1 hour before retiring tonight. And speaking of timepieces...
Daylight saving time is almost here, so you people who get up with roosters are really in a pickle. How can you set a rooster ahead? By the time you get him retrained, daylight time will be over. Better get a new rooster. Better yet, sell the rooster to a delicatessen and get a Big Ben or a Baby Ben or a Ben Electric. Those are all alarm clocks by West Clocks, the world's largest manufacturer of timepieces. And right now, when you buy a Big Ben, a Baby Ben, or a Big Ben Electric, you can get a smart new 498 Pert electric wall clock for only $2.88. You save $2.10. Go to your drug department or jewelry store. Buy a Big Ben or a Baby Ben or a Big Ben Electric by West Clocks and get your Pert electric wall clock and save $2.10. Oh, by the way, no trade-ins on used roosters.
A lot of things have been happening to Barbara Streisand lately, as if you didn't know. But in case you've been away, we'll bring you up to date. Her smashing success in America has now been topped by her solid hit reviews for the recent opening of Funny Girl in London. On the heels of this happiness comes one of a more personal nature. Barbara revealed this week that she and her actor-producer husband, Elliot Gould, are expecting their first child. Barbara has some frank and honest opinions about the attendant glamour and excitement attached to her success, and she revealed them in this intimate chat in London with George Montgomery of NBC News.
Miss Streisand, is this your first time working in London?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you find working here? Do you like it?
Oh, yeah, the audience is marvelous and very demonstrative, receptive, you know. It's wonderful.
I was going to ask you if you could compare American audiences with British audiences.
Certain things they don't laugh at here where they laugh at in the United States. I mean, if I say the Delaware water gap, you know, of course they don't think that's funny because they don't know what I'm talking about. But on the whole, mostly everything, you know, all this kind of in-Jewish New York humor, they seem to get.
I wonder if you had any sort of general observations on the British people as compared with Americans, or Londoners as compared with New Yorkers.
Well, there's pros and cons, I guess, for every society, you know. I'm impressed with the politeness, you know. I'd love to go in cabs or... The cab drivers are, like, really wonderful people. There's nothing disgruntling about them, you know what I mean? They're not bitter human beings like a lot of cab drivers you seem to meet in New York. Very polite and... in other words, like, people who are servants, let's say, what do you call people? Work for the government? I mean, what are cab drivers? Public service?
Public service.
Public servants. And also servants in the home, let's say. There's a whole pride and dignity that goes with being a servant here. You know, where they're unbelievable people. I mean, with dignity, and they know how to do such competence. I mean, it's really beautiful to watch. You know, they have that whole thing here. I guess because that class... I don't know why...
Class consciousness.
Yeah, I guess so. But, that must be our phone. The funny ring here, two rings. Boom, 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 you know.
One thing I was curious about, how about fans here?
Well, you see, it was an interesting thing. Like, in New York, you know, if you're in a restaurant and you're eating, they'll come over to you any time and ask you for your autograph. But here, interesting thing, they'll watch you come in. They won't stare at you or anything like that. You hardly know that they're going to come over to you or anything like that. And then when you've finished your meal, they come over to you and say, I hate to disturb you, but would you mind? They'll never come over to you here in the middle of a meal, which is terribly thoughtful, you know?
Very good.
I'm very impressed by that, yeah.
I was wondering, you're due to have a baby in December, and I understand you're leaving Funny Girl in July.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any plans for the time after you've had the baby?
Well, I have to do my first film, Funny Girl.
In Hollywood?
Yeah.
When are you planning to have that go into production?
Well, that'll go in about February, March of 67.
One thing I was interested in, you got a tremendous publicity buildup here before you opened in Funny Girl. Did you feel any kind of a strain living up to this?
Yes, yes. Well, they have a thing here where they call me the highest paid singer, you know?
Oh, yeah.
One person writes it, and then the next, I can't lose it now. It's Barbara Streisand. It's not the singer, the actress. It's the highest paid performer, the highest paid.
That's they part have of a, your name now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like that. You know, it has nothing to do with my talent or my work or what I'm trying to do.
And it may not even be true.
It's just an extraneous piece of thing that has nothing to do with anything. And yet people obviously are terribly impressed by money.
Do you find any difference between those American and those British journalists that have been lucky enough to interview you?
Well, as I said before, they're so preoccupied with money. That was the whole thing, you know. How much money do I make for all this? I wouldn't tell them either. I mean, it's none of anybody's business, really, how much anybody makes. Not only performers, but anybody's, you know, street cleaners.
Except the government.
Except the government. But money doesn't interest me that much. They make it like it's a big... You know, they judge your success by your money. I mean...
Has there been more emphasis on money here than
yes.
in the States?
Oh, definitely. I'm sure they're very impressed by American money. So, and they hate it, too. You know what I mean? They like to know you make a lot of money, and then they can hate you for something because you have the money and that they don't, or their government has less money than the Americans. You know what I mean? It's a whole political thing.
Well, American salaries are... Generally speaking, around about twice British salaries.
Oh, sure.
So that this has a sort of an impact.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I wonder if there's anything you miss over here, any New York things you miss, like sunshine.
I miss the late show.
The late show.
Like sunshine, yeah, I miss sun. Gee, I really do miss television, so strangely. Not that I really watched it at home, but it was a great thing to know that you can put it on, you know?
Whereas here, when you get out of the theater, of course, it's...
It's all over. Yeah, it's weird.
What's that?
And of course, we don't have a shower. I miss that. You're not taking a shower for 3 months.
Please tell him to take her back.
Gentleman in the background doing a little good-natured kidding with Barbara about her preference for showers, changing to baths while in England. A warm few moments with Barbara Streisand in London. You're traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
I'd like to point out about a dozen good reasons for you to put Bryant Gas Air Conditioning in your home. The air conditioner that operates on a simple gas flame. To begin with, Bryant Gas Air Conditioning keeps every single room comfortable on the hottest days and nights. You won't mind preparing a hot meal or doing your housework. And you'll feel better all the time because Bryant Gas Air Conditioning reduces humidity, dust, dirt, and pollen. And that means less housework for you. Because you keep the windows closed, there'll be no bugs around, and you won't be bothered by street noises. Ooh, and when you want to sleep, just climb in bed and shut your eyes. Best of all, Bryant Gas Air Conditioning is sold, serviced, and financed by many gas companies. So why not cool your whole house the modern way? Call your gas company today. Something this good just shouldn't be missed.
Alpert's top-notch Tijuana brass and What Now, My Love. A brief word here from the National Automobile Dealers Association. Seat belts are only effective when they're used by both drivers and passengers. 3 out of 4 traffic deaths occur within 25 miles of home, and 1/2 of all serious accidents happen at speeds of 40 miles per hour or less. That's why you should always remember to buckle up for safety the minute you get into the car, no matter how short the trip. David Wayne here, reminding you to stay tuned now for NBC Monitor News on the Hour, next.
This is Edwin Newman. I'll be with you weekdays with my Emphasis Critic East on NBC Radio.
The circus reminds kids of peanuts, popcorn, and Cracker Jacks. And the entire family remembers Wetson's for their delicious U.S. finest hamburgers, golden brown French fries, and Wetson's thick shakes. All this, only 55 cents at Wetson's.